Aircheckdownloads.com. On FM, digital radio, and on your mobile, the South's biggest radio station, Wave 105.
The former Australian Prime Minister.
Wave 105 weather.
Hello, good morning. So a dry start with plenty of sunshine across the south through this morning. Cloud will build by the afternoon with a gentle breeze and a scattering of showers. Feeling rather cool, even in the sunshine, with highs up to 19 Celsius today. Tonight, showers fading away during the evening with long clear spells developing and turning cloudier later in the night, especially in the north and also the west. But remaining dry, lowest temperature of 7 Celsius. And what about tomorrow? Well, dry and mostly cloudy to start. The cloud will break to leave us with an afternoon of sunny spells and occasional showers. Once again, lighter winds is going to feel a little warmer than it will today, with highs of 21. And right now in Leon Solent, we've got 12. It's 10 in Mitchell Dever and 6 in Boscombe. Hello, good morning. Fancy meeting you here. I'm Stuart McGinley.
Lucy Liu.
And welcome to the weekend.
With my girl Drew.
Stevie Wonder. And for once in my life at Wave 105. Hello, good morning, I'm Stuart McGinley. Hope you're okay then. Welcome to Saturday morning, and it looks like it's a beautiful start across the south for today, but some cloud coming along a little bit later on. Just to warn you again about the M27, it's closed in both directions there. That's until Monday morning. You'll find that between Junction 9 at Sedgensworth and also Junction 11 there for Gosport. Something to look out for. I've had a quick check on the traffic. It's getting a little bit busy around there, particularly on the A27 in the area, which of course is the diversion route, but at the moment, doesn't look too bad. So, what's the time now then? It's 7:13. Let's take a look at what's on the front pages of the papers then for this morning. And The Guardian leads with the appointment of Tony Abbott to the UK's Board of Trade, despite allegations that he's a misogynist and a homophobe. The Mail's top story, pressure on Boris Johnson from former ministers to step up COVID-19 testing at airports and borders. The Times reports that for the first time, the majority of new coronavirus cases in the UK are being found in people under the age of 40. Elsewhere, The Telegraph understands that NHS patients will soon be told to call 111 before coming to A&E if their condition warrants it. The Mirror once again highlights fears for the future of independent pharmacies. Yorkshire Post has seen a report which says that the Labour Party must do more to win back support in its rural communities. The Express, that carries reassurances from the PM that Brexit will turn out well. Yeah, Brexit. Starting to get a few mentions again now, isn't it, as we get closer to the end of the year. Elsewhere, The Eye hears that house builders have been told that they must pay £1 billion in compensation over the practice of mis-selling. The FT explains how one company ended up almost solely responsible for a boom in America's Nasdaq stock exchange. Daily Star reports that Harry and Meghan have been asked to refund taxpayers for their Windsor Cottage renovation. Do you remember that? This apparently is after they've landed a multi-million dollar Netflix deal. So there's a quick glance of what you'll find on the front pages for this morning. Now, going back to the 80s in just a minute with some Swing Out Sister at Wave 105.
For the first pass, the posters and the last minute punters.
Good morning, this is Wave 105. I'm Stuart McGinley, the new kid on the block here. Nice to be here. Hope you're okay for today. And there's a real icon of music, George Michael and Freedom 90. Speaking of icons, and they were good chums, weren't they? Freddie Mercury would have been 74 today. So we can't let that go unnoticed. We'll be playing you some classic Freddie a little bit later on this morning here at Wave 105. Actually, speaking of icons of music and special anniversaries, it was actually 35 years ago this very weekend that David Bowie and Mick Jagger hit number one with the single Dancing in the Street. The success of the single came after the video was played during the live TV coverage of Live Aid in July. Do you remember that? So annoyed to this day that during Live Aid, one of the biggest live music events ever, I was out on my bike as a teenager. I thought, no, I'm not interested in that. And I caught a little bit. I think the only bit I saw was Bob when he had his sweary moment, and that was it. This week on the Weekend Top 20, Andy Shire will count down the 20 best-selling duets of the 1980s. There's going to be some great songs in there. But how many can you think of? Be listening to Andy. He's on this afternoon here at Wave 105. Joe's got your headlines after new music now. This is Becky Hill and Sagala and Heaven on My Mind.
Oh,
Wave 105 with new music, Becky Hill and Sagala. Hello, good morning. I'm Stuart McGinley. And the weather today, bright and occasionally breezy. There is the chance of some showers, though, later on. Not too bad in terms of the temperatures. We're up to 19 Celsius and dropping away tonight to a low of 7. Ooh, if you're camping somewhere on the south coast, that is going to be a little bit on the chilly side. Don't forget, head over to wave105.com if you want to check out the full forecast. Here we are then. It is 7:30. Got music on the way from Imagine Dragons and Classic Blondie. But first of all, let's get your latest news and sport headlines now with Joe Rawlings.
Labour has called Tony Abbott's role. Whoa.
Across the south, this is Wave 105 with me, Stuart McGinley, here for Mark this morning. Hope you're okay for today and thank you very much for choosing us. Taking over at 10 o'clock today, it's Tony Shepherd for your Saturday morning. Just a quick reminder, by the way, coming up later on, if you like that song, you will probably love the Golden Hour today. Don't want to give away too much. That's your sort of era. I've got a great year lined up for you with some great songs and it's the usual drill. Wherever you are, whatever you're up to, I want you to get in touch and give me a call and let me know what the year is. And if you've got any memories from that year as well. One thing I remember about this particular year, to give you one little clue, is that I remember there was the big row with the then Education Secretary, Margaret Thatcher. Now, she refused to allow local councils to continue to supply free milk to schools. That was a massive story in this year. Didn't they call her the milk snatcher, Margaret Thatcher? To be honest, I kind of hope they had a done, because when I was at school, the milk was still there. And when it was a bit warm, when it had been lying around for a bit and you had that little bit of cream at the top, yeah. I was more interested in the free biscuit that you got to go with it, to be honest with you.
Buy the latest iPhone from Vodafone. Wave 105.
Aircheckdownloads.com.